Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Jackson Blog Talk Radio Show on every evening of the week, usually at 6:30, sometimes 8, sometimes 9:30, sometimes 10 or 11, and you will get the honest truth and facts from this show. And that's what you'll get. That's what you're going to get bargained for. Get the facts and get the truth. However, I'm going to preface, tell you what the show is about tonight. And then I'm going to give you a little bit of background about myself so you can know the kind of person I am, what it's worth. The title of the show is about Galileo and his dispute with the Vatican. I call it a thought misconception. It was a misunderstanding, and I'll explain why. But the point of the matter is that this show has three parameters. I am a great fan of literature and great books, whether War and Peace, whether A Passage to India by E.M. Foster, whether John Milton's Paradise Lost, or John Bunyan's Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, his great autobiography, or T.S. Eliot, or C.S. Lewis, or G.K. Chesterton. Great books deserve a great deal of attention, and if we don't read those great books, we will be destroyed and cheated, or the next generation will be ruined, essentially. My dear parents, you'd better wake up extremely soon if you want to rescue the society from a kingdom of darkness, which is the inevitable result of ignorance and stupidity and not knowing things. Next, the show has a Christian message. I'm a Christian, but I welcome all faiths because I know that Jesus died for them and loves for them and immeasurably. And therefore, I welcome my Islamic friends and Hindu friends and Buddhist friends and Shinto friends because Jesus died for them and loves them and has great and accords great value to all humanity, all men and women, whoever they are, whatever their faith. They're welcome. He welcomes everyone because he died for everyone. And third, I'm a conservative political person, but I follow Christ in terms of his concern for poverty and the underclass and poor. I don't think there's any question that Jesus had a great concern for the poor and underclass, and therefore I follow Christ in that respect. It's noteworthy that he chose as his disciples tradesmen and fishermen and a tax collector, and he said that the poor and poor in spirit are blessed, meaning he didn't want people poor, he doesn't want people poor, but he does want them. So he says the poor will be rewarded in the next life for their sufferings in this life. I could go further into this, and I will, but it was said of Jesus, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Meaning, can anything good come out of this hick, nothing town? And it was said of him, who was this man that eats with publicans and sinners? His followers were sinners, meaning ritual law and moral law sinners. They were the underclass of society were his followers. It's noteworthy, it's a fact, that those are the facts about the life of this man who took on poverty, lived a life of poverty, and died in poverty on the cross. Well, I'm now going to go into the matter of my background. This is a politically incorrect show. Namely, I'm not concerned with political correctness. We're not concerned with political lies. We're not concerned with the big lie. We're not concerned with the political rhetoric. Media lies, media falsehoods, that doesn't concern us in this show. We're in for intellectual honesty and honest discernment and getting at the facts and truth. That's what this show is about. Second, the show has a theological emphasis. I'm a MDiv graduate from Princeton Theological Seminary and in biblical and classical languages, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. And I value Christian thought immeasurably and greatly. And if I spend time, I will spend time with C.S. Lewis, with G.K. Chesterton, or G.S. Eliot, or any of the great Christian thinkers, whether Dante or Bonhoeffer, or Calvin or Luther, or Augustine, or the epistles of Paul. Their greatness is undeniable. And those of you who do not read these people, you will be destroyed intellectually. You will go nowhere. You will remain at the very bottom of the side of society, perhaps deservedly so, not knowing anything. When you're ignorant, you're going to be at the bottom. That will be the place for you. If you don't want to avoid that, I suggest you go to the library and read some books, a lot of books, important books, significant books, books that will help you, books that will raise you and immeasurably, that will raise you up. As Mortimer Adler said in his very great book, How to Read a Book, he said, you want to read books that will raise you, not books that will pull you down, which is the present society. You don't want to be pulled down, you want to be raised up. Most of all, my dear parents, you want your children to be raised up with great books. Those books will raise them up. They will inevitably raise them up. And he said of the images of television, computers, and movies that they are drugs. And the only way you can learn is through print, complex print mechanism. Next, I run two radio shows. They are Christian shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. I have many visitors. I've had visitors from 80 countries, 4,300 people of my podcast show. And I've had many visitors to my blog talk radio show from Saudi Arabia. I ran in Iraq. Both of the shows have attracted many people from all over the world. Apparently, they find the content interesting enough to want to listen to. As I said, I have a friend in Iran, a philosophy student, who loves my Christian books because she is intellectually active. I have taken note that many of my dear Muslim friends are quite intellectually capable. I wish them well. I want to know them. I want to dialogue with them. Everybody who has a thought, I want to hear it. I want to dialogue with them. I want to know it. That is my perspective. Next, I am an author. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, 2 legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, and Christian books such as Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. Parables are the words and thought of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Savior and Redeemer of the world. They are very well worth reading constantly and thinking about and reflecting on. I've also recently written a book on the Psalms. The Psalms, John Donne, the great English poet, said of the Psalms they were the manna of the church. He was correct. They are great lyric poetry in Hebrew. I read them in Hebrew in seminary, and I memorized the 1st, 2nd, and 23rd Psalm in my Sunday school classes when I was a young person. I've never regretted reading the Psalms. You can't read the Psalms enough. Their profundity and greatness is very obvious. If you don't read the Psalms, you will miss out. I can guarantee it. If you want to miss out, that's your choice. If you want to be pulled down with comic books and movies, that's okay. But it will bring you nowhere but down. The Psalms will bring you nowhere but up. I can guarantee that. They are the key to knowledge of God and Christ. They represent His thinking, God's thinking and Christ's thinking, and they are great, as great as lyric poetry, and they are great as presenting spiritual message. I have to note, and I may not have said this before, there is not a word in the Psalms which are not directed to the poor and widows and suffering in this world. The Psalms are very, very concerned with poverty and poor people and suffering of the poverty of the poor. I note it. There is not a line in the Psalms that doesn't concern itself with that thinking. Next, I'm writing 4 books of blogs, philosophical, literary, and theological blogs and political blogs. Four books of blogs I'm writing. Four books. I also am in the process of writing a book on the miracles in the Bible. Which the Bible is a supernatural book. And if you go to the Bible and read it, if you don't accept that premise, you're wasting your time. I can tell you that. It presents the supernatural vision. And if you don't believe that, that is the biblical vision, then don't read it. Okay? You're wasting your time. Next, I've written these Christian, I'm writing other books. I'm writing a book on the book of Job, which is Job was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but God tried him in various ways. And it's a great book. It's a wonderful book, and I advise you to read it. Job is fantastic as a narrative and thought process. I've written a book called Res Gestae on evidence and Bender's Consolidated Evidence. I've written a chapter on New York jurisprudence, on criminal law demands and notices, a chapter on criminal law, and I've written a chapter on paternity in New York family law and practice. I've also written three law review articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure. It's been bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. I've written two articles on Academicus, an Obedian Scientific Journal, which is a wonderful journal, and those articles concern the United States, the failure of the educational system in the United States, and my opposition to sexual orientation discrimination. I abhor any sort of discrimination and oppose it, and I certainly am concerned with the failure of the educational system in this country to raise these young people to the point where they should know and understand the truth and the facts and reality. So that's about what I have to say tonight. And now I'm going to go on to the subject of the main subject tonight of Galileo. And I'll tell you why I'm talking about Galileo. Because in the 16th century, Galileo, one of the world's greatest scientists and thinkers, ran into a problem with the Roman Catholic Church, and specifically the Vatican. At that time, it had been formally thought that the Earth was the center of the universe. This misconception emanated from Copernicus, and in fact, it's a rather reasonable assumption. It's no more ridiculous, in a sense, than the conception that the Earth is flat, that the Earth appears to be flat. So it had been thought in the time of Galileo in the Church, in the Vatican, that the Earth was the center of the universe. And Galileo opposed this and said it wasn't so. He was arrested, and accusations were lodged against him by the religious authorities, and he was under house arrest for some period of time. This is my view. This was a misunderstanding. I think the Catholic Church, in their position that the Earth was the center of the universe, were in some sense metaphysically or correct. They were not incorrect. We know that the only place where we can find life and trees and men and women is the Earth. So it's a very reasonable assumption and thought process that the position of the Church that the Earth was the center of the universe. And Galileo took a different position. He said the Earth revolved around the Sun. His thinking was the physical nature of the Earth and the universe. The Church was concerned with the theological position of the Church in society, in the world, and they were not correct. They weren't incorrect. They had a reasonable assumption that the Earth was the center of the universe, and obviously it's the only place where men and women are found, and animals and trees and plants. It's the only place you can find anything like this. So the Church's position that the Earth was the center of the universe was entirely correct. As I say, Galileo was arrested and imprisoned for taking the position that the Earth revolved around the Sun. But they were really at odds with each other, because he was right. The Earth did have a physical, but it's not physically the center of the universe. It revolved around the Sun. And they were both right. But they came at the issue from different angles and different perspective. I don't think there's any doubt the Earth revolves around the Sun. That's true. In that sense, the Earth is the physical, has a physical role in the universe. The Earth revolves around the Sun. It is not the center of the universe in that sense, at least the center of the physical universe. There's no doubt that the Earth revolves around the Sun, but in many ways, and the position of Galileo that the Earth was not the center of the universe was not entirely incorrect. It does revolve around the Sun. He was looking at it from a purely physical, astronomical perspective, but the Church, it looked at it out of a theological perspective, philosophical perspective, that the Earth is the center of the universe. Now, it is a fact that both things are true. The Earth revolves around the Sun, but also it is the center of the universe. It's the only place where men are found, men and women, etc. So both were correct. Galileo took the position that the Earth revolved around the Sun. It was not the center of the universe. He was correct. It was not the physical center of the universe, but he's incorrect, and the Church was right that it is the theological center of the universe. But in many ways, as I say, the Church was right that the Earth is the center of the universe, at least theologically and philosophically. And this seems to be so, despite valiant attempts by scientists to prove otherwise, where you can find life, when human beings have not been found anywhere in the entire universe. Searches have been made for life in planets nearby, such as Mars and Venus. And despite huge attempts to look find life, nothing has been found. Therefore, in a very real sense, for whatever unknown reason, humanity and life has made its stand on the Earth and no other place. No one knows the reason for this, and there appears to be some mystery in connection with this particular fact. So we don't know why humanity and life has taken a stand in the Earth, and despite attempts to find life in humanity, haven't been found anywhere, despite searches of Mars and Venus, they haven't found anything. Therefore, for some unknown reason, humanity has made its stand, and in that sense, the Earth is the center of the universe. And humanity has made its stand here, will be found nowhere else. So you might say humanity, in a very real sense, on the Earth is the center of things, since everywhere else we look, we find nothing resembling life or human beings. So the biblical view that the Earth is the center of things is true. It has 100% of truth connected with it. The biblical view the Earth is the center of the universe is true. It's the only place you will find men and women in life. That's a fact. Despite valiant attempts to look for elsewhere, no scientist has found any human being or life anywhere. So the opinion of Galileo has some truth to it, but it is a physical opinion alone. Galileo stated a physical fact. When we know that everywhere we look in the heavens, we find nothing but darkness and void, and the Earth alone, life and humanity have developed, we have the absolute confirmation of Genesis story in chapter 1 of the Bible. And the fact of the matter is that wherever we look in the heavens, we find nothing but darkness and void, and on Earth alone, life and humanity have developed, and we have absolute confirmation of the Genesis story in chapter 1 of the Bible, that God created the heavens and the earth. And so, as I say, this leads me to the conclusion that both Galileo and the Vatican and the religious authorities were right. But they came at it from different angles and different perspectives. The problem was, at the time of this controversy with Galileo, they both agreed, but neither understood how they agreed. The Roman Catholic Church felt threatened in its theology, when reality was not, by the conclusion that the earth revolved around the sun of Galileo. There was no challenge there, but merely an observation of fact that failed to change the reality of what was going on, namely, that here on earth, and only on earth, do we find men and women living. As I say, both came at the matter from different angles. Humanity and the earth is the center of the universe, since we nowhere else do we find life in human beings. And the biblical view that the earth is the center of things, obviously, is true, because it is. You won't find people or plants or life anywhere else. On the other hand, Galileo had made a physical opinion, and he was right. He was right in his statement of fact. And when we know that everywhere we look in the heavens, we find nothing but darkness and void, and on earth alone life and humanity are developed, we have the confirmation of Genesis chapter 1 that God created the heavens and the earth. They came at the matter from different perspectives, in different angles, I think. The problem at the time of the controversy of the church was with Galileo was that both basically agreed, but neither understood how they agreed. The Roman Catholic Church may have felt threatened in its theology, but in reality was not, by the conclusion of Galileo, the earth revolves around the sun. There was no challenge, but merely an observation of fact that failed to change the reality, the theological reality, the actual reality of what's going on, namely that only here on earth do we find humanity and life. So both were right, and neither were wrong. I'm confident that whatever happens to the human life race in time and history, or will take place, whatever will take place in time and history will take place, that God will move history as he chooses, whatever end he wishes to bring about at all, whatever process he chooses to enjoy. It is God who is in charge, ultimately. Jesus is Lord. He is in charge of the movement of history. Whatever happens to the human race, the time and history move on, will take place, and God in his mercy and grace will move history as he chooses, whatever end he wishes to bring about for us all, in whatever process he chooses to employ. To choose, the heavens will be there, and humanity in the earth will be there, and moving to the inevitable historical conclusion that they may go on. The earth may revolve around the sun, which is the position of Galileo, but there's, on the other hand, he possibly failed to deal with the reality that in this pinprick of life, the core earth, there is something going on that will bring an end that none of us understand or know. It is the absolute truth, and it is the truth, that the earth and humanity are the center of things. Galileo was not wrong, nor was the church. Galileo recognized the physical reality of the earth revolved around the sun, but he also, there was a misunderstanding with the correct position of the church that none of us understand or know why only humanity and life is found on earth, but it is the center of things and will remain so. They've looked for life on other planets, Mars and Venus, everywhere they have found none. This is the reality. Both were right. Galileo was right. The earth revolves around the sun, but he failed to understand or recognize the correct position of the church, that the earth was the center, and humanity is and always will be the center of the universe, because you can't find men and women or life elsewhere, despite valiant attempts to do so. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will probably review this again tomorrow night. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. Good night.